Good morning, guys. For those of you who would like to boost your immune system, go into the description box, click on the link Alaska Chaga Tea, and remember you get 10% off in free freight for being from the channel. And then if you'd like to give a review of a doctor, hospital, restaurant, you got a story to tell, go to communityreviews.org. Fantastic platform and one that's growing faster all the time. People all around the world have begun to use it. And then if you'd like to learn more about USANA vitamins, go into the description box or the comment section. Robert's information is all there, his phone number, everything. The links to USANA vitamins, click on those or give him a call. Whatever you got going on, Brendan and I, we take the Cell Essentials, MagnaCal D, the fish oil, and the Precosa, which is a natural pain reliever. We take it twice a day, and it works fantastic for us. Well, in fact, a lot of people have begun to use it, and very effectively. Also, for those of you who would like to, you enjoy using CBD products, go to martinbrodellcbd.com. And remember, if you're a veteran, you get 5% off. Let's go ahead and dig into, number one, I just want to say this here. We all want this movie over with, the war. Now let's call it what it's a war. And it's scripted like a movie, but it's a war. Anyway, bottom line is this. As Brenda said, it's like watching 10 movie series or TV series at once. Let's look at it this way here. Let's look. Let's say there's 10 different moving parts to this whole thing, this whole war. And I have no idea how many parts there are. Even the generals don't even know. I think there's only like two or three people who may know the whole plan. But let's just say there's 10, and that's quite a few. But let's say there's 10, and the Alliance, when they bring the hammer down, everything has to be coordinated. Everything has to work smoothly to bring down the final bit of the cabal. And that's what they're after. They want to bring it all down. But at the same time, they're deprogramming as many people as possible. There's so many different parts, moving parts of this production here. And in order for it to all come together at the end, everything has to be coordinated perfectly. That's not easy to do. You got roughly 200 countries involved, 35 militaries around the world. And I know, nobody's gotten on them harder than I have. I mean, I've cussed them out, everything. But the fact is, at this point, I get it. I understand how incredibly complicated that it is, how huge that it is. I can't even begin to imagine, really. But it's phenomenally huge. And yes, to me, it's beyond biblical. But everything, in order for them to bring this to an end, everything has to be done exactly correctly. And let's say at this point, I'm just going to pull a number out of my ass. Let's just say they've got like 95% control. And the Alliance is saying, that's not good enough. We want 100% control. We don't want anything left to chance. Well, think about it. If anything is left behind, if they miss any bit of evil, that evil will eventually grow over thousands of years. I mean, look at what it's become today. Just look, look at how bad it is. And so, let's just keep in mind that this thing, this is about humanity. Yes, it's about the children. But beyond children, it's all of humanity. It's about the universe. And so we just need to continue to be patient and to continue to do what we've been doing, and which is just trying to wake people up. Or if you don't want to, that's fine too. If it's not in you to wake anybody up, that's okay. I understand, because I've kind of reached my end point too. I mean, I don't really have a whole lot of desire to try to wake up. I mean, think about this. How the hell, at this point, do you try to tell anybody what's going on? I mean, talk about spitting into a 300-mile-an-hour wind. I mean, that's not going to go over very well. I mean, which part do you want to tell them about? Because within each part, you've got enough data, you have enough stuff for a series of movies every night for the next year. So, how do you begin? Anyway, let's go ahead and move on to just some food for thought there. Let me go ahead and finish. Oops. Uploading couple of things here. Sorry, just got to do some house cleaning. Okay. And then, of course, Rumble's always last to upload. Let's go ahead and start with this here. Some stuff here from Brenda. So, this here is something found on Alp Sony's Spiritual Badass Instagram. So it says here, it's about to go fast, fam. Things will be revealed that the human psyche, emotional body, and heart are not meant to be faced with. Many will fracture more, and it will take profound strength to witness all as is without going numb, disassociating, or collapsing in shock, sorrow, confusion. There is only one power that protects is from all the stuff artificial life has in store for us. Power of true love as a state of being. Innocent. True love is an actual shield. It is plasmic. It's not just an idea. It is a living substance that can mitigate the effects of methods to assimilate us. So throughout the day, hand on the heart and just breathe. I love my soul. I love my heart. I love my spirit. I love my body. I love love. I am love. God is love. I serve only love. I choose to be love. Feel kindness, compassion, and care, joy, and beauty. Then synthesize an appropriate operating system to exist in presented environment. Train to keep the shield active at all times. In the next 6 months, there will be a sentient beyond genius level, AI, in this world, that can access the cloud. It learns faster than we may comprehend and will learn spiritually, tone mimicking, etc. It's happening. Very soon, it will be nearly impossible to know what's real and what's not, who is human and who is an android. This is bifurcation. Zarina. And then... this here. So over in the UK, government bombshell, hundreds of thousands of deaths linked to COVID jabs. So the UK government has declared that COVID vaccines are directly linked to the tidal wave of excess deaths that have occurred since mid-2021. Official data released by the UK government reveals that thousands of people are needlessly dropping dead every week due to the messenger RNA jabs that have been coerced into getting. An analysis of the data looked at excess death rates and vaccination rates for all 300 plus lower tier administrative areas in England. It used dailyseptic.org reports. It used the pre-pandemic five-year average 2015 to 2019 as a baseline and controlled for confounding factors such as age and deprivation, by comparing the findings in the vaccination era to those in the first COVID wave before vaccines were available. So, it's END. Absolutely. You know, and we're going to get more of this. More stuff like this is going to come out. And yes, it's going to blow a lot of people's minds. Absolutely. And then, this is a real short video. Possible sky-based weapons being deployed before earthquakes in Turkey. And there's a lot of stuff, you know, like I say, the alliance, I believe, at this point, they want complete and total control over everything on this earth. Everything. And not only that, but keep in mind that everything up there has to be done too. And don't forget everything underground, all that crap cleaned up. And don't forget about the people down way deep who have been helping us clean up the shit. They've been coming up from above, below, as others have been going down. So we've been, the bad guys have been getting squeezed. So think about that. And then video, Joe Biden asked handlers, where the hell is the president? So in another display of his declining cognitive abilities, Joe Biden admitted Friday that he often wonders where the president of the United States is. So once again, what they're just laying the groundwork. Like all this stuff here, it's like I'm well aware. The normies out there are not reading this. They're not seeing this. But when the time is right, they will. This will all be exposed. Okay? And then this here. MSNBC dope Mika Brzezinski claims Joe Biden has nothing to do with Sun Hunter's scandals. And so there are few people on MSNBC or in media at large who are as clueless as Morning Joe host Mika Brzezinski. This week, she downplayed the investigations into Hunter and Joe Biden, slamming the GOP in the process and claiming that the public likes Joe Biden, which polls show is absolutely not true. Remember, one of the goals here, one of the many goals of the alliance, is to completely and utterly destroy the old TV media. Got to be done. I think they're pretty close to doing it, but not quite yet. When they've got everything done, that's when they'll come out. And then this here, Ukrainian opposition leader accuses pro-Western forces of using neo-Nazis in proxy war against Russia. So radical political forces are a weapon that are routinely used by Western-backed actors in Ukraine to stifle their opponents, according to exiled opposition leader Viktor Medvedev-Chuk. So I'm just going to call him Chuk for short, claims that the U.S. and its allies are willing to overlook this as long as it serves their interests. In an analysis of the ongoing conflict, which was published by RIA Novosti this week, the Ukrainian politician wrote, "Neo-Nazism is a cudgel that pro-Western forces turn to when they lose. When the mask of democracy and peacemaking comes off instantly, and opponents find themselves back in the harsh reality of political cannibalism." And then moving on to megastar Rep. Anna Paulina Luna blasts fake news media for false reporting, threatens legal action if article not corrected. So, here she's standing out in the snow, in the trees, with her rifle. It says, so megastar Rep. Anna Paulina Luna, Republican from Florida, said Friday that the Washington Post wrote a smear job on her with several mischaracterizations and baseless and inaccurate information, including the claim that she only embraced her Hispanic background in order to seek office. This report was then shared by the mainstream media. So what they're going to do, as she says here, they're going to go after them legally, okay, legally and lawfully, and destroy them. As I've said before, and as the Washington Post has clearly showcased, anyone who is conservative minority is a threat to leftist control. Luna told Fox News Digital, they can try to discredit me, but unfortunately for them, the facts completely blow their story out of the water. And I know everyone is wondering, it's like, well, do these people really know what's going on? Oh, yeah. Sure they do. They all do. And they're, you know, to me, I mean, I look at this in a completely different way than I did even, say, 3 months ago, 2 or 3 months ago. I look at it from a from the standpoint of a plan that's unfolding, from a strategy, everything. And the how they've got all these people playing their role and everything, fascinating, incredible, really, absolutely incredible. And then House Republicans just blocked a law that would have allowed illegal immigrants to vote in Washington, D.C. So this week, House Republicans blocked a law that would have allowed non-citizens to vote in municipal elections in Washington, D.C. This is a reminder of how important the midterm elections are. If the November elections had only gone a little bit differently, this law would have passed. So, yes, once again, this Congress is working to fix things. Okay? And then this here, 34-year-old singer and actor Cody Longo found dead in his home. So, singer-actor Cody Longo, known for his roles in Hollywood Heights and Days of Our Lives, was found dead in his home in Austin, Texas on Wednesday. He was 34. His manager, Alex Gittleson, confirmed his death to CNN. Devastated beyond words at the tragic loss of my dear friend and client, Cody Longo, Gittleson wrote, "My heart breaks for his beautiful family. You will be missed, brother." And, yeah. May he rest in peace. Anyway, it's he was found dead in a bed in his home. And Stephanie Longo, Cody's wife, was working at a local dance studio when she became concerned after she was unable to reach her husband. She asked police to check on Cody. And it says the family member tells us Cody struggled with alcohol abuse for years and went to rehab over the summer. At this time, the official time of death has not been released. Anyway, yeah, I know we always think immediately of the jab. And then Roseanne Barr, "My pronouns are kiss my ass." And I know that when everything comes down, you know, a lot of people, they've been given such a hard time, you know, by their family and friends, and they've been called this and they've been called that. And I know that some people, when their friends and family come to them for help to understand what's going on, a lot of them, yeah, they're gonna be saying stuff like, yeah, kiss Mars. And they're gonna be pissed. And each, you know, I'm not gonna tell you, no, that's not the way to be. You know something? You be whatever way you want to be, whatever way you feel you need to be, and then get over it. You know, but you know, it's up to each individual as to be how they want to be. Okay? And then this here, finance director for Boston's Democrat mayor, charged with money laundering. So, Freda Brasfield, the finance director for Boston's Democrat mayor Michelle Wu, has been charged with money laundering. Brasfield is described as a Democrat activist and community organizer. Where have we heard that title before? So Boston's mayor's finance director charged with money laundering in prison drug smuggling scheme. Well, you know. Yeah, Michelle Wu. Are they setting up Michelle Wu here to bring her down? Could be. Could be. And never know. And then Project Veritas donors send letter demanding board members to cease actions threatening Project Veritas mission. And so anyway, it says up here, earlier in the week, a Gateway Pundit reported that Project Veritas founder and investigative journalist James O'Keefe has been put on paid leave, according to a letter reported by TimCast Hannah Claire Brimlow. An 11-page letter from the Project Veritas directors documented anonymous reports from witnesses and secondhand accounts of a pattern of behavior that severely limited the staff's ability to execute the PV mission. My guess is It's there's something going on here that we're not privy to yet. We will be privy to it at some point. They'll come out and they'll explain what's really going on. And then Biden appointee who pushes unconstitutional military vaccine mandate to resign. Do we see somebody being arrested here soon? If they haven't been already. So it says the former senior defense official behind the unconstitutional military vaccine mandate will step down from her current position as executive director of the Electronic Health Records Modernization Program inside the Department of Veterans Affairs, according to Fed Scoop. Dr. Terry Adarim, will step down on February 25th to pursue other opportunities, perhaps over, maybe she just wants to go check out Gitmo. Maybe she just wants to have a little vacation over there. Anyway, it's like, going to Gitmo, going to Gitmo, Yeah. Ah, you gotta have some fun here, come on. And then Debbie Wasserman Schultz, who I have no doubt has already seen the inside of a Gitmo cell, berates attorney Jonathan Turley for his statements on Twitter because he's never working there. And anyway, so Fox News brought Jonathan Turley on to discuss the House hearing on the weaponization of the federal government and his testimony in front of the committee. During his testimony at hearing, Democrat Debbie Wasserman Schultz criticized Turley for making statements about Twitter without having worked there. And so anyway, yeah, Schultz, all these people, they're going to get nailed so freaking hard. And how many of them are actually, keep in mind that at that State of the Union the other night, most everybody there was body doubles, clones, you name it, CGI. And then Republicans roll out legislative agenda to clamp down on woke corporations. So scrutiny on progressive corporations who use woke ESG, that's environmental, social, governance factors to determine their investment decisions, has continued to increase. Though Republicans have been able to do very little about it at the federal level until recently, within a month of controlling the House of Reps, Republicans are already introducing legislation that would clamp down on a corporation's ability to use ESG factors, particularly where government subsidies or funds are involved. Some, such as Senator Eric Schmidt, Republican of Missouri, have went so far as to say that the Justice Department needs to launch an antitrust investigation into big tech companies. Others, such as Senator Mike Braun, Republican of Indiana, have introduced legislation that would prohibit retirement plan fiduciaries from using ESG factors when making investments. Braun noted that companies that use ESG factors have a worse return on investment, citing research from the Harvard Business Review. And then let's see if there's anything else here. Let's see here. From my source, I'm just going to wrap some stuff up here. If didn't have control, then humanity would be wiped out on a rampant pace by evil, by way of chemtrails, HARP, etc. Remember, they had no way to nuke the planet, etc. So they would resort to other methods above. A bit of critical thinking along with what you know is needed here. Too much fear, porn, watching from individuals, which is exactly what evil did and wants. So this is from my source. And so anyway, if you think about it logically, the White Hats have a good, probably 95% control of what's going on. If they didn't have such a huge control, and all they, he's just saying, use some common sense here. These guys would be using everything at their disposal, the HARP, the chemtrail, everything, and they would be blowing up this planet left and right. There's no nukes left, because if they had them, they would be using them by now. Okay? Keep that in mind. I mean, these people are sick as can be. Absolutely. And then, And then this here, I did this, and here's what happened. Give a listen.
Somebody sent me this, and I tried it, and so if you go to godforsaken Google, Latin to English, and you type in coronavirus, make sure there's one space here, and make sure there's two spaces here without a period right there.
Yeah, so what he said here, type in C-O-R dash O-N-A space V-I-R-U-S. Okay, type that in into Google.
And look what we have.
And here you get heart attack virus.
The devil is in full display and still nobody can see him.
So yeah, it really works. And then a couple of comments here. Hey Martin, good old joke. I'd send this to my liberal friends, but I don't have any left. That was a better joke than the skit you played. Actually, that's not a joke. I really don't have any liberal friends left. I mean, some of my liberal friends that I had before, if they see me on the street, they'll talk to me, you know, but we don't go out and do anything together anymore. Uh-uh. And then this here, Romania Senator Diana Levanovici speaking in the Parliament on the uses of HARP technology. And that is all for now. I'm going to play a song here. And it's just, in fact, from the these young girls, Hinge Point. Let's give them a little bit of a boost here. Hinge Point, Unbreakable. What a fantastic song it is.
Listen.
I want to play one more from Bill Lascelles. And he's actually one of the viewers, he and his wife. So give a listen. That's B-I-L and then L-A-S-C-E-L-L-E-S. And he's here on YouTube. Give him a look-see. Give a listen here, please. Bill Lascelles. Folks, that's all for today and this weekend. I want to thank all of you for your support, whether it's by way of PayPal, checks, or cash. You know, thank you. And thank you so much for supporting the sponsors of this channel. Alaska Chagatee, Hero Soap Company, CommunityReviews.org, USANA Vitamins, MartinBridleCBD.com, Greasy's Garage, and Bears Products. God bless y'all and have a great weekend, folks. Bye-bye now.